Hallelujah. Father, thank you for tonight. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Take over. Take over. We give our lives to you. We give our hearts to you, Lord. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your mercy. Thanks for your healing. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. You may be seated, please. Tonight is your night for extraordinary miracles.
Ke letsatsi la gago la metlholo e gakgamatsang gompieno.
I want to first of all thank our wonderful pastors of Mafikeng.
Ke batla go leboga baruti ba batlhwatlhwa ba Mahikeng
for your great support of this campaign.
Ke lebogela thekgo ya lona gore e be tiro e atlegile.
Especially at a short notice. Thank you. And may God expand your ministries and may Mafikeng belong to Jesus Christ. We also thank our premier, our minister, and for their support for this great campaign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for what God is going to do in your life tonight? Wow. Tonight, the title of my message is The Narrow Way and the Broad Way.
Gompieno re tla bua ka mmila o mosesane le yo hebehebe.
The narrow way and the broad way.
Mmila o mosesane le yo bulegile.
Matthew chapter 7.
Matthayo kaolo ke a busupa.
And verse number 13.
Temana ke a lesome le boraro.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Tsenang ka khoro e pitlaganeng.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Gonne khoro ya tlhame le tsela e kgolo e yang kwa tatlhegong.
And many, many, many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Mekoro ipitlagany le tsela etsesane e yang botshelong me ba ba bonang ga ba bantsi.
I'm going to ask that all movements should stop now. And I'm going to wait till there is nobody walking around whilst I'm speaking.
Then I will speak.
Nobody must walk around at the back and here.
At this time,
sit down. Find somewhere to sit.
Thank you.
You cannot go and wee now. You have to wait.
Onzo saegwa go fatla magotlo ga gore rwa janong o batla go tsharolla letheka.
Right. Are you listening to me? Enter in by the straight or the small gate.
Tsena mo mmileng kgotsa mo khorong e tshesane.
Why? The gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction.
Gonne khoro ke bulegileng le mmila wa teng ke o boitshegang o isang ko tatlhegong.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And many, many, many people are going into the broad gate. Why do people build big gates? They are expecting a lot of people to pass through. Why are some roads big? When you go to West Johannesburg, the roads are wide. They are expecting a lot of cars. Now, Jesus is saying that choosing Jesus is to choose a narrow gate. A gate where not so many people are going through. Wow. Now, this choosing of the narrow gate is something wonderful. Because in our world today, everybody wants something that is popular. Amen. You see, everybody who makes a song wants a lot of people to buy it. I've never seen somebody make music and he doesn't want a lot. He doesn't want many people to buy it. Or to write a book and he doesn't want many people to buy it. Everybody wants something that a lot of people are choosing. But Jesus is saying, when you choose me, you are choosing a small gate. Few people will choose me. Few people will choose life. You think there are a lot of people here? Compared to the number of people in Mafikeng, we are very few. Very few. Compared to the people in South Africa, very few. So Jesus is saying, choose the small gate. Don't have to go where the masses are going. Because the masses are going to hell. That is why a big road has been made for these very masses. Tonight, choose. When you choose the narrow gate, and when you choose the right gate, you go to the right house. Hallelujah. How many want to go to the right house? When you go to the wrong gate, You go to the wrong house. When you are on the right road, you end up in the right destination. Destination heaven. Destination Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, God is speaking to both Christians and people who are yet to choose Jesus. I know there are a lot of Christians here. So I'm talking to both. When you become a Christian, to do the right thing, you often have to choose a narrow gate where few people are entering. Yeah. Look, I know today you choose the leader by most popular vote. And when the majority chooses you, then it means you are the right leader for us. But we all know that the majority does not mean you have chosen the right person. Oh, yes. If there was ever a system that is flawed and that is weak, it is democracy. Democracy is a weak way of choosing a leader. Democracy means the largest number chooses, and it means they are right. How can that be correct? How can it be? When Moses was going to the promised land with the children of Israel, the multitude wanted to stone Moses. They started shouting and singing, "Let us deal with this man." And they started chanting,
hashtag
Moses must fall. Moses must fall. Hey! But the masses were wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong. Even though Moses was in the minority, the masses were wrong. I will give you three examples where the masses are wrong. The second was when Moses was going, when they crossed and they were going to the promised land, he chose 12 spies. Go and spy the land. When they came back, only two, Joshua and Caleb, said, "We can make it." But the majority The masses, 10 out of
12,
they said, we cannot make it. We will die. There are giants there. And Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, no!
Joshua,
the majority is wrong. And through the majority, the whole of Israel was destroyed in the wilderness for 40 years. That is why Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate. In other words, don't be concerned about popularity and how a lot of people are doing something. That does not make it correct. When Jesus came to this world and he preached, the masses arrested Jesus. And they brought Jesus Christ. They brought Jesus. And they said, this is Jesus. And this is Barabbas. He has killed people. He has raped people. Come, Barabbas, stand here.
Atumela, Barabbas.
This is Jesus. He preached to you. This is one of his preaching. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Jesus has preached to you. He has healed you. Open the eyes of the blind. Raise the dead. Turn water into wine. Fed thousands of people. Done many, many miracles. This one has killed people in armed robbery.
It's
raped your aunties.
He's
beaten your sisters. And his name is Barabbas. Today is Good Friday. Which one of these should be free? And which one should be killed and crucified? And the people, they shouted, Barabbas! We want Barabbas! We want the thief! The masses! Jesus, Pontius Pilate could not understand it. So he called, bring me some water. I need a lot of water because... He said, Barabbas, you are the masses. You stood for election with Jesus. You won by 74%. You are now free.
Go. No.
Are you the healer? You have been sentenced to be crucified like with horror. You are going to die with pain.
You will
die slowly. The masses have chosen that for your beautiful messages, you will die painfully. This is the decision of the masses. Now, this blood of this man, I cannot accept responsibility of the masses. I am going to wash my hands of his blood. And the people lifted their hands and they shouted, his blood should come on us. Lift your hand and shout, his blood. Yeah. Yeah. The majority.
We did.
The majority.
We did.
You will die slowly.
Hey, can I was from?
They have decided. Away with him. Away. That is why Christians and all of us must be very, very careful about broad gates and broad ways where the masses and the majority seems to be walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are ever going to walk on the right way, it will not be because the masses. When I came to Jesus, in my country, people who are my color, they are not used to going to church much. Yes. We don't call people by color in my country. We don't have colors. But people like me, not much. More nightclubs, motorcycles, drinking, smoking, fooling,
girls,
yes, but not church. So when I gave my life to Jesus, I was strange. I couldn't find many people like myself in the church. But Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate. Don't think about being popular. Some of you, when you are going to church, you tell yourself, are you going? Will you go? I will not go. Will you go? And if he doesn't go, you will not go. Will you go? I'm not going. Will you go? Will you go? I will go. Will you go? Oh, you are going. Okay, then let's go. If you are going, then let's go. If you are going. I thought I was the only one going, so I decided not to go. This is all your life. Looking for whether a lot of people are doing something. Christians. If you want to walk on the right way, you cannot look at what everybody is doing. Most Christians are not walking on the right way. many people are doing it does not mean that it is right. Today, new things are becoming accepted. It does not mean that it is right. Yes. The fact that it is done in Europe does not mean that it is right. The fact that it's done in America does not mean that it is right. Yes. You can hardly find a virgin, a Christian who is a virgin today. Do you know why we wear white dresses on a wedding day? Do you know why we wear white? It signifies purity and virginity. Some people should wear leopard spots on their wedding day. Yes. Today you cannot find virgins or holiness. It does not mean that it is right if everybody is doing it. You have deceived yourself.
Hey!
What did you tell them? Yeah. To walk on the right way, you have to forget about what everybody is doing and choose the narrow gate and choose the narrow way. That is the right way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I became a doctor in 1989. That is when I became a medical doctor. Yes.
Hey.
There were 50 of us who became doctors. And I was one of them. And I said no. It is good to be a doctor. But God has called me to preach. And I said, are you mad? Are you mad? All your classmates are going to America. Everybody is going to America. England. And I had a little church with 23 people. And I said, Jesus, I would like to do your work. Even if nobody wants to do your work, I would like to do your work. When I look to my right and I look to my left, I couldn't find anybody who wanted to do what I was doing. And I stood alone. I had my little church. The medical students used to laugh at me as I carried drums.
The drums.
Yeah. From my room.
Give
me more instruments.
From
my room. As a medical student. I carry to church. For 23 people.
Batubaba 23 fela ka paloba.
And the students.
Baithuti.
They stood on their balconies.
Badula jana mo dipoteng tsa bona.
They look at me.
Ba moliba.
This man is mad.
Sengwe se botata mo tlhogong ya monna ole.
Enter by the narrow gate.
Tsamaya ka mmila o mosetsa.
Enter by the narrow gate.
Tsamaya ka mmila o mosetsa.
Don't look for a lot of people.
O se ka wa le ba boididi jwa ba.
Do what you are doing.
Go dira se ba se dira.
Before you know that it's right.
Go ipele o itse gore se siame.
Don't look for people.
Se leme batho.
Around to see who.
O le ba le ba gore ke mang o mpona.
Who is supporting.
Ke mang yo tla nthusa.
Who is like me.
Ke mang yo tshwanang le.
Before you know what is right.
Pele o dira se se siame.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
When I became a preacher.
E rile go nna moreri.
And I preach about Jesus.
Ke re ra fela ka Jesu.
Some pastors make fun of me.
Baruti ba bangwe ke ga ba ntshega.
They said I don't have revelation.
Ba re o ga ana le tshenolelo.
And I preach about basics.
Ke ne ke bua thero fela e bonolo.
Basics.
E bonolo.
I don't have to look to my right to see what you are preaching. I want to preach about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I don't care if all the pastors turn into motivational speakers. I want to preach about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. You are making a mistake with your life because you are looking around. Are you coming? Are you with me? Even pastors are making the mistake. Are you with me? Are you like me? Everybody's preaching this. What about you? Yeah. Tonight, Jesus is saying, enter by the narrow gate.
Samaya
bomile. Enter by the narrow gate.
Mila omusisa.
Enter by the narrow gate.
Mila omusisa.
Walk on the narrow way.
Samaya motsilenye pitlagane.
One of the ways by which you know you are on the right way.
Fa batla go bona gore motsilenye siame.
Is you always see few people.
O tla bona batho ba le mmalwa motsilenye.
Your road will have few people.
O tla bona tsela ya gago batho ba teng ba le mokawanya.
Yes. I want to preach about the blood of Jesus. I want to preach about the cross of Jesus. Where's my cross? You have a cross. This is my topic. The cross. You have something better? You have something better? You have something better than the cross? And the blood of Jesus Christ? By which we are saved, you have something better? Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Preaching about money can never replace preaching about the cross and the blood. Because where does the narrow gate, where does the broad way lead? It leads to hell. It leads to hell. A lot of people are going to hell. Let me tell you, all dead people are still alive. Oh yeah, let me say it again. All dead people are still alive. Only they cannot contact you. There are no phone line, no communication, no email, nothing. They are, but they are there.
Hey.
MTN does not work there.
Oh, Cell C Bahai so I wanna go hola gana how le kahatas.
Hey. The masses
we did
are walking.
Tama.
One pastor, he was actually a pastor of a great denomination. He went to a church and he preached powerfully as a visitor. And on Sunday evening, when he finished preaching, he came to his hotel. The host had put him in a nice hotel. He opened his door. He entered the room. And he closed the door. And suddenly, he knew somebody was there. It was Jesus. He said, come here, Pastor. Pastor, come. Hey! Pastor was frightened. I heard your preaching this weekend. I want to show you something. Then he took him down. Into hell. When he got there, he saw exactly what is written in the Bible. A lake.
A
lot of people. Millions. Then there are some words. When you hear, you think of hell. Wailing. Gnashing of teeth.
Gnashing
of teeth means, oh no! I should have. And screaming. People. Jesus took him. Come. And he went round. Suddenly, he came across somebody. Do you know who it was? When he was in university, his roommate. You see, this pastor was backsliding and he was in the room in the school with that boy. And the pastor became serious Christian and even left university and went to Bible school and became a man of God. And this boy was the one who was his roommate in university.
Hey!
What are you doing here? You know what he said? Remember, it was Sunday evening. His friend said, I died on Friday. He said, I died in an accident. On Friday. You were dead. I didn't know you were dead. He said, I came there on Friday. He was shaking. Jesus said, took him back. Up. Back to his hotel. Left him. He was shaking. He wanted to call his mother, but it was late. Monday morning, he called his mother. Mama! How are you? Are you okay? Everything all right? And mama was talking. And his mama said, ah!
Have you heard the news? What news? Your roommate. There was a crash on Friday. This is Monday. He said there was a crash on Friday. And your roommate, I used to visit two of you in the room. He died on Friday. The pastor was more shaken. You see, my friend, people who die, they know when they die. They know how they die. They descend into hell when they don't know Jesus. That is why God sent his Son to heal all of us. There is a way that seems right, but that way leads to hell. That's why Jesus said, don't follow the majority, don't follow the masses, go by the narrow way, go by the narrow gate, and you will get into heaven. That pastor, he was shaken. Jesus wanted him to change his foolish preaching and start preaching the truth, the gospel. Jesus, he said, there was a certain rich man, and the rich man was clothed in purple. Like this. And fine linen. Just like this. And he fed sumptuously every day. Chisanyama. KFC. Chicken licking. Nando's.
Hot wings.
Hot wings. Every day. And there was a beggar called Lazarus, who was laid at the gate of the rich man's table. He was put there. And dogs in the area, they came to lick his sores. When somebody has this kind of sores, we call it in medicine, buruli ulcer. It covers all like this. Yeah. Oh. And the dogs, every morning, they could smell it. Because in the morning, a green, brownish, yellowish things will come out with blood. With a lot of water. And he could not afford to go to the hospital. So the dogs in the area, he would be asleep and he would hear... Brown dogs, black dog, black and white dog, brown and black, and a big dog, big one, small one, tall dogs. And they were licking his wounds. And the rich man, please give me some of your chicken wings. Please, I beg you, I beg you, I'm dying. I beg you.
Hey.
And one day, the poor man, he was beaten by one of these big dogs. They beat a piece of meat. And he started to get a fever. He was suffering. And then he died. The Bible says when you die, immediately after, it's judgment. So he died. And you get up immediately. Yeah. And the Bible says in Luke 16, angels came around him and escorted him to heaven. Hallelujah! Wow. And the rich man, he was having a good time. Smoking. Drinking.
Ah, no motho wa batho.
Vodka.
Ai tshere.
Whiskey.
A tshere whiskey ate.
Three girlfriends. He has three girlfriends. Come.
O na na le makharija na mantle a mararo. Hey.
I take off your choir robe. I need without.
Ne ba tsa bontle jalo na bo bona le sentle. Munna wa batho wa tsubao.
The rich man was happy. Come on, girl. Was having a good time. Wow.
Khona le music yo mona. Ba no di brutal fruit.
Hey!
Hey!
One day, whilst he was having a good time, he said,
"Are,
He was dead. The rich man was dead. Read your Bible. Immediately. Judgment. He got up. This time. No angels. Go and read tonight. Luke chapter
16.
No angels came. Devils came for him now.
Devils.
He descended. He descended into hell. He went down. Down into hell. He went down into hell. You think it's a joke? When Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate. He descended into hell. And in hell. In hell. He lifted up his eyes. He saw Abraham.
Abraham.
Please. Lazarus. Lazarus was in heaven. Lazarus was having drinks. Lazarus was having fruit juice.
Hey, I know mango ale godimo. Hey.
And the rich man could see Lazarus. I think there's a CCTV in hell So you can see her. It is so good to be in heaven. Angels, come and take some pictures.
I
want to send a WhatsApp to my friends in
Mafikeng.
Wow. Wow. Lazarus was having a great time.
Lazarus was air conditioning.
And the rich man.
Tate Abraham.
Wailing.
Tate Abraham. Tate Abraham. Tate Abraham.
Then he said, can you send, please, can I ask a personal question? Just something, please. I just want to ask. Please. It's a special thing.
Abraham.
What? Just one drop, please. Yeah. Yeah. Just a drop. You see, there is a place. They are not asking for a glass of water. They are not asking for a bottle of water. Just a drop. A drop. Yeah. There are some of your relatives are there. Yeah.
A
lot of people there.
Lord.
Just a drop. When we come here to preach, you may think it is a joke. There's no joke here. What I'm saying will happen practically. Abraham said no. No. No.
Listen. Oh, tenta Abraham. Tswe.
Thank you. I beg you.
He owned me.
I said, no. He said,
Ari.
My brothers, I have five brothers
in
Mafikeng. They are just like me. They will come here. Can you send Lazarus to preach, anoint him? Can you please anoint him with the Holy Ghost and power and send him from the dead to start preaching a new gospel? Abraham said, no.
Abraham, listen.
He said, because there is a gulf huge between us and you. So that those who would come from here cannot send. No, not possible. Sorry. Then he said, they have the prophets, the pastors. Let them hear the pastors. And what are the pastors preaching? What are the pastors preaching? About money and success. And nobody wants to mention hell.
And you see pastors.
Listen to me, my friend. God so loved the world. Maybe it sounds basic. That's why you tell me I preach basics. God so loved the world
that
he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Tonight, look at my hand. Jesus sent me to invite you to come in and bow your knees. Every knee shall bow, including your knees. You may laugh today, but you will not laugh on that day. Go and ask the rich man. It's not a parable. It happened. And it's happening every day. Yes. This afternoon, when I was coming, I saw a funeral. Another one is gone. Where did he go? Where is he? Everybody you know who is dead is still alive. Everyone. Tonight, enter. Christians, forget about the majority. Forget about what your friend is doing. Don't look around anymore to see whether the majority are doing it. Choose Jesus. Serve God. Do the right thing. Follow Jesus. Obey the call of God. God will bless you. Yes. Tonight, if you want Jesus to wash your sins, and you want to enter by the narrow gate, then lift up your hand right now and stand up if you are sitting. Stand up. If you've lifted your hand, you want to enter tonight by the narrow gate. No walking, please. Don't walk around. Don't talk to anybody. This is the holy moment. I'm praying with you. No talking. Every eye closed. Say after me, Jesus.
It is Jesus.
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 Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am so sorry for my sins.
I am so sorry for my sins.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done so many, many bad things.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash me with the blood of Jesus.
Please wash me with the blood of Jesus.
I am turning around tonight.
I am turning around tonight.
I'm coming to the cross of Jesus.
I am coming to the cross of Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please cleanse me.
Please cleanse me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Clean me.
Clean me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Please write my name.
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 In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
My name is Israel Mutamar.
Please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight. Choosing the narrow way.
I am choosing the narrow way.
I am choosing the narrow gate.
I am choosing the narrow gate.
And I am entering now.
And I am entering now.
Into the kingdom of God.
Into the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And make me your child.
And make me your child.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I saving me.
For helping me.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what you have done.
For what you have done.
For me.
For me.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Wave your hand, say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a shout. Tomorrow is Sunday. And everyone here who has received Jesus Christ, I'm sure many of you were not going to church. But tomorrow is the beginning of a new life for you. Amen. We have our pastors on the stage. There are many churches here in Mafikeng. Make sure you start going to church tomorrow. Tonight when you go home, get your clothes ready for church tomorrow morning. And introduce yourself to your pastor that you gave your life to Christ at the campaign, and they will take care of you. God bless you. Take your book out. Take your book out and stand up. This book is how you can become a strong Christian. Say, I will become a strong Christian. I will become a strong Christian. I will follow Jesus from tonight. Satan.
Satan.
Satan. Listen carefully. You have lost your control
over my life.
From tonight. Satan. I reject you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus. Wave your two hands like this. As the city of strong Christians.
Mafike, ita itegi jaka toropo, kosa muzi waba kreste baba nunufile.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
It's time for miracles. Put your hand wherever your sickness is right now. There's power here tonight. Cripples are walking tonight. You cannot walk. Tonight you begin to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive your healing right now. Many miracles are taking place. Everybody standing. No one should walk now, please. Stay for just 10 minutes more. Put your hand where the sickness is right now. I'm praying for you. God's power is here. There is a lady here. A lamp is being healed in your ear now. In your breast. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Power is here tonight. Somebody you cannot see. God is opening your eyes. Father, thank you. Thank you. There is a lady here. 1 year from now, you will have a baby. God is giving you a child. You could not have a child. But in a year's time, the miracle baby will come. Receive healing in your womb. I curse the spirit of barrenness. In Jesus' name. Receive your healing now. Wherever you are standing. Something is happening. Pain is disappearing. Back pain. Chest pain. Knee pain. Pain in the eye. Ear pain. All kinds of pain. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. Thank you, Lord, for wonderful miracles. Anybody who is being harassed by devils, put your hand on your head. Satan, I rebuke you now. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be delivered. Be set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift your hand, everybody, and thank God. So many things have taken place. Thank God. He's the Lord and He's with us tonight. For what you have done tonight in the name of Jesus. Right now, check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, now do it. Do it now. Open your eyes. Look. See. It has happened. Miracles. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many know that God has touched you tonight? Father, I thank you for so many wonderful miracles tonight that you have done today. Now, wherever you are standing, if God has touched you tonight, I want you to come quickly to the front. Just walk from where you are quickly. Tonight is the last night. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, if God has touched you, come quickly. Quickly, come. Come to the front. You couldn't walk. Begin to walk right now. You couldn't see. Right. Open your eyes. You had a pain. Check yourself very quickly. Many miracles have taken place. Come. Somebody with a lamp in the breast. God is healing you tonight. Quickly, come, quickly. Many, many miracles are taking place. You come. I want to pray with you. Come.
From the back.
Maybe you are healed even this morning. Also come. Wherever you are, quickly. Come. How do you say come?
Kaya.
Moving. Do not leave now. When you leave now, you are trying to close the miracle crusade. You are saying, shut down, stop it. What you are doing is nonsense. Stop it now. Don't do that. God is watching you. One day you will also need a miracle. Have the fear of God. If God has touched you, come to the front. We will be ending very soon. There is a last blessing for everybody. Wherever you are, whatever God has done for you tonight, come on. Kaya.
Thank you.
fantastic miracles.
Fantastic miracles, evangelist. This boy was born with one ear deaf, could not hear. Evangelist said when you prayed, he felt something coming out of the ear. After that, he can hear clearly. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, what's that?
12 years. I was born with one ear.
You were born with one ear.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's an old soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do you know that you were born with one ear?
When I was 12 years old, when I was 2 years old, I only heard with one ear.
Only one ear.
Only one ear.
Which one?
The left one.
You hear that one?
Yes, sir.
That was the one that was working.
Yes, sir.
This side.
No, it doesn't work.
And tonight what happened?
When you prayed, sir, I heard something coming out of my ear.
And after that, what happened?
It was a miracle.
And you can hear now?
I can hear
from this side.
From this side.
Close this other one.
Jesus. I am healed.
Wow. This is.
No wonder he's so excited. No wonder. Father is here. Where's your father? Pastor Kaji.
Pastor Kaji.
Okay.
This is amazing.
Where
he's
are
a
you?
Healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Why are you happy?
Because I can hear. Yes.
It's as simple as that, isn't it? And amazingly, fantastically simple. And it is here.
It's wonderful. I could
and
not
you
hear.
See, he was. Where were you standing? Where were you sitting?
Oh no, do you see
somewhere there.
They're waving your hands.
There.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit was there. The angel of the Lord was there.
He was right there.
Doctor, you just have to watch. We are all watching and saying, hey.
Jesus.
He said he told somebody there, a friend there, that I can hear.
He told somebody?
Yes.
Who did he tell?
The young boy that I'm playing a drum with at the church.
Wow.
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 It's fantastic.
Jesus, all we can say is thanks a million. Thanks a million, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Give Jesus a very wonderful. Wow. Doctor, what is happening?
This woman is so excited.
Why is she so excited?
Tell us.
I want to thank the person who invited me, who is my mother, Mama Maralak. She called me and said, there is a man in the city. Yesterday, I couldn't come. The pain was all over me. Sister Grace is sitting there. She knows who. She even washed my clothes because I couldn't do anything. There was a boil. I went to a doctor. I didn't know what was happening. It was jumping from one body to the other. This morning when I entered Grace Bible Church, I don't know what happened. I was sitting with these two women. I said, I hear something like a water. When I looked, I said, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, what is this man carrying? There is no boil, it's only a mark. Boom, 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 boom.
About this healing, I examined this lady. There is not even a sign that there has been a boil. Even when a boil ruptures, you can see that there is not even a sign that there has been a boil.
She wants to take off her shirt.
No!
She wants to take off her shirt. Why don't you give Jesus a shirt? Can you dance better than the people of Freiburg? People of Mafikeng, can you dance better than the people of Polokwane? Let's see. I'll give you one chance, but wait. There are more miracles. Thanks, Jesus. So she was healed at the pastor's conference?
Yes.
Wow. She was healed at the pastor's conference this morning. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Olivia, what is going on? Olivia.
Evangelist.
Yes.
For a year. Look at this boy's leg.
He could
walk. Show him how you used to walk.
This is how you used to
do it.
Papa,
how did he used to walk? It looks like he's dancing Michael Jackson.
And you, why was he doing this? It's as if he's, is he doing that for balancing? He was stretching his hands.
He was trying to get balance. That's why he's stretching his arms like that.
Go back. Do it again.
It
looks like Michael Jackson dancing. Now walk, let's see. Normal walk. Jesus, thanks a million. You know how to sing that song, Jesus, thanks a million? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thanks a million. What is this media?
Evangelist, for 1 year, this girl has been on treatment for a condition called pelvic inflammatory disease. Also, the doctors told her that there were signs of cervical cancer
developing.
And what was amazing was that in spite of the treatment, she was still having a bad smelling discharge.
Until last night.
She was healed last night.
Wow.
So she went home to check.
Wow.
No more discharge. No more discharge.
Pelvic inflammatory disease. Wow. Your dancing is still a little less than Freiburg. And it has a lot of pain, and discharge can be associated with infertility, not able to have a child, and if it continues in a chronic way, it can lead to a changes in the cervix, leading to cancer of the cervix. So this is, she knows the name of the disease, and Jesus has healed pelvic inflammatory disease.
Thank you.
Wow.
Evangelist, 9 years ago, this lady slipped into a ditch and injured her right foot and ankle.
Wow.
I
fell into something that a dark hole which was meant for a pole. It was covered by grass, and as we were praying around the church grounds, my foot went into and it twisted, but it didn't become completely broken or something.
Uh-huh.
But I've experienced a lot of pain and stiffness. And even in church, after I wear high heels, I have to take lower heels. Yes. And yesterday, when you said touch yourself wherever you feel the pain, I touched myself here, and then at home in the morning, I tried to make my foot go like this, and it could go. So today when we were singing, I was doing like this also, as the choir was doing. Because
you couldn't do this before?
No, I would do something like, but not with my
like
two
this.
Feet, because it was too painful.
This
side. Yes.
Doctor, what is this?
She's likely to have dislocated her ankle joint.
She said, okay, didn't fracture it.
Yes. It's likely to be a dislocation. Yes, or what you call a hairline fracture of the lateral or medial malleolus. A hairline fracture.
Hairline what?
Hairline fracture. Very subtle.
Wow. This is a medical doctor. Whatever bad name the doctor has mentioned, we are canceling it in the name of Jesus. You are here in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a shout of praise.
Evangelist,
who is this?
We have three miracles here.
Three.
Mama's right eye was seeing small, just a little. Left eye could not see at all. Blind in that eye. Both ears could not hear properly. She has pains all over. Can't walk properly. Tonight, the right eye, which was seeing just a little, is open. The left eye, which was totally blind, is open. The ear, open. She's walking, free of pain.
Is it true?
The eyes.
Yes. See, can you see me?
Can you not see, Mama?
The
left one she could not see with it all completely. Now she could not even see from afar.
Can you see me now? Can she see me?
Yeah, born.
Are we born? She can see you.
She can see me.
I've seen you.
You see me.
Oh. Somebody shall see me. Shall see me.
Wow. Huh?
What I've been master. My work and my rock. I was her brother. I couldn't rock her past me. And my earner.
My
father. Fun like me. Has still upon me.
Ever since I came here yesterday, everything is okay.
Good,
I'm sorted. I'm fine.
My brother can die.
My pastor is here somewhere.
Daddy,
come, pastor.
Not your pastor.
My brother can.
My pastor.
Huh?
That is his
pastor.
This one.
She can see.
My pastor.
How do you say pastor? Predicant. Predicant.
Predicant.
Predicant.
Predicant.
This is a predicant.
Yes.
Predicant. Wow. And she's so happy. This lady has undergone what we call mechanical overhauling. She has had overhauling. Ears, eye maintenance, legs, everything. Give Jesus a
hallelujah.
This lady fell.
She fell.
And broke her spine.
That's what the doctor told her.
She has always needed to walk with a stick.
Today,
for the first time after the prayer,
wow,
she's walking by herself.
Wow.
I asked her, where is your stick? She said, I left it somewhere there.
Wow.
I left it somewhere there. She's walking by herself. All the pain is gone.
Ago, this lady delivered. She had a baby.
A baby.
And injured her back.
Why?
During the cesarean section. After the cesarean section, she could not even bend.
Cannot.
She could not lift up anything.
Why?
I had a cesarean section, so I couldn't recover.
Did they inject you in the back?
3 times, yes.
In the back.
So yesterday I was healed. Even this morning I could lift heavy objects. I could bend. I could do what I couldn't do before.
Since 1 year?
Exactly January last year.
You had a cesarean section?
Yes.
And they injected you in the back?
Yes.
For the anesthesia?
Yes.
Bagaetso a re o belege ngwaga e fetileng ka karo. Mme jaanong mo go mo tlhabeng mamao ao a mo kwatla go raya gore o ne a utlwalelwa. O ntse a sa kgone go tsholetsa le dilo tse di bokete. Mme o makaletse go bona a dira seo phakela ga a tsoga.
Hey. And you were healed when?
Last
night.
Last night.
So you have had enough time to prove whether it is true or not true.
Correct.
I knew you were checking, isn't it?
Yeah,
she was not sure, she was checking.
And
are you sure now?
I'm sure because I could even sit for a long time without feeling strenuous at the back.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty
evangelist? 3 years ago she had surgery in this eye. After that, she went completely blind in this eye. Total darkness. That's what she described.
Let her tell us.
Glory to be God. Since 2012 in August, I underwent surgery on the left eye. That was for the removal of cataract. It went blind since 2013 to date. And
went blind.
Complete blindness. I could hardly see a thing. And as I was seated here, after you have prayed for us, Pastor, I could see some whitish and orange discoloration on this eye. And this morning I came for counseling session. From the 26th of December, I got an attack on the right eye. It was like somebody hit me somewhere here. And ever since that, I could see was like a cloud, blood. When I lie on this side, there was a flow. When I lie this side, there was a flow, even at the back. And I could hardly see. There was haziness. And there was some a web-like structure flowing all over the show. Generalized blood shots blocking or obscuring my vision. And this morning, when the prophet was preaching, it was like a net, a bluish discoloration on my eyes. I could see the bluish discoloration as if something is coming down. And thereafter, the blood shots, the clots that were widespread were starting to vanish. And it was clearing. The web-like structures, the thread-like structures, the hair-like structures, which were just moving all
floating
over the show.
Yes.
Yeah, we're clearing. Up tonight. Yeah.
So you
up
can see now.
I can see now. Here I'm not wearing my spectacles. With this one, I can see very clearly. I could see you. Firstly, I could see just images. I could see you, but I couldn't see you who you are. But now I can see that you are, that you are light in color. You are wearing something purplish. I could see your colors very clearly.
Wow.
Everything this morning.
For you are great. You do me.
Evangelist, a miraculous skin healing.
Skin.
This child
Manayo.
Had eczema.
Eczema.
Ontana.
All over her body.
Wow.
And her mother had to use special soap because she broke out in rashes all over.
Manayo.
Yesterday, she received a healing.
Wow.
Her skin has cleared up.
Wow.
Every the flexures don't have any.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Baby skin. This is a medical doctor. What happened to your baby?
She was born with eczema and she would scratch her body until blood would
out. She could scratch
out.
The body till blood.
And I had to use medicated soap and aqua cream daily on her. And then this morning I was singing He's a Healing Jesus and I decided to bath her with Protex and use camphor. And she has not scratched the whole day today.
The whole day.
She's cleared, she's okay now.
She's clear.
She has not scratched one scratching.
Wow.
He's a healer.
How old are you?
50 years old.
50. And you had a lump.
Yes.
This lady is 50 years old. She has a lump in her breast. Where is the lump now?
It has disappeared.
Did you check? Who checked?
Yeah.
Did you check this lady? This is a medical doctor. You examined her breast.
I examined her breast.
Where is the lump?
She said there was a lump before. But I examined these breasts, evangelist. There was no lump in either breast.
All the two?
Neither. I examined both breasts. No lump anywhere.
Do you know why I asked how old are you? Because depending on how old you are,
it
has a different meaning. Yes. When you are older, it is more ominous. More sinister. In the breast. Jesus, thanks for healing from every cancer and every work of darkness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, there's a mighty miracle here. This lady had cancer of the bladder and the uterus.
Bladder cancer?
Yes. Evangelist, she says that from August, she had to stop work. Why? Because when she goes to work, every 5 minutes, she has to go
wee-wee.
Yeah. She hardly sleeps. I asked her how many times. Then 50 times, 80 times in a day.
How many times do you wee-wee?
I cannot really say it was many times. I can't even count how many times because I couldn't really sleep.
Evangelist,
have they operated on you?
No, I was waiting for the operation. They are making a date with somebody in Pretoria, a urologist, come to call me when they get the date for the operation.
And what happened?
Evangelist, she had a healing this morning.
Wow.
She could feel the lump in her uterus when she's bathing.
She could feel it.
Could you feel it?
Yeah, I could feel it
before.
Yes. I could feel the lump, but it's not
down here.
Yeah.
You feel it?
Yes, I could.
And today, she stopped the wee-wing.
I've been sitting here from when the service started until now. I haven't gone to the toilet.
You have cancer of where? Of what?
Urethra.
Urethra?
Yes.
Bladder or uterus? Or urethra, they are different.
Urethra. The bladder has got a problem. That's why I was rushing to the toilet now and then. And at first they thought that it was an infection. They gave me medicine, but nothing happened. I went to the x-ray, they saw nothing. Until the last time when I told them that there was a lump somewhere, and then they checked me and then they said, oh, this is urethra cancer.
Has the lump disappeared? Have you checked?
It's just a bit, but it's left.
A little left. Has it changed in size? Has the lump changed?
I don't know what happened.
Wow. How many know that Jesus, look, I tell you, the power of God is here. These are not simple diagnoses.
Urethra
cancer.
Hey.
Going to be very difficult for doctors to do that type of operation.
Yeah. You few doctors will be able to touch it.
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't know what to do. But Dr. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, thanks for your power.
Yes.
We cast them in Jesus. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady had a swollen right breast with pain.
What happened?
My breast was so painful. Every time when I touch it, it was so painful.
Are you breastfeeding?
No. I had a son of 16 years.
16?
Yeah, I don't have the younger one.
And this breast, very painful.
Yes.
What happened tonight?
Tonight when I touch it like this, there is no pain, but I can feel something inside here, but the pain is gone.
The pain is gone. It was painful,
yes,
and swollen.
Yes.
Like an abscess. Jesus, thanks for your healing heart tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Give me an offering basket, quickly. One of the buckets. Listen, there are people here. God will touch your heart to sow a seed. Normally I don't do this, never, but I feel that many of you here,
no,
put it down. It is going to be a miracle of healing for your finances.
To
sow a seed into the healing Jesus
crusade.
If God touches your heart, sow a seed here. If God doesn't touch your heart, don't bother. It is a blessing for you. Sow a seed. What is this video?
Evangelist, this lady had back pain.
Back pain.
It was so bad that she couldn't walk. She used to shuffle.
Wow.
And she couldn't bend over.
Wow.
But tonight, Evangelist, the power of God came over her.
Walk, let's see.
She's bending over. Bend over without pain, and she can lift her leg. She doesn't shuffle anymore.
How
were you walking before? Walk now, let's see.
Wow.
Thanks, Jesus, for wonderful miracles. Give me more buckets here. Three. One, two, three. Just by the stage. If God touches your heart, sow a seed. You are saying, Healing Jesus campaign, I want to bless you. May God heal my finances too. Olivia, what is it?
Evangelist, we have a fantastic miracle here. 2001, this woman suffered from this leg, and now this other one, she could hardly walk. She will tell you herself. Good evening, saints. Yes, you know, today I'm so happy. I'm excited. You know, 2001, I say 2001, my left leg was attacked by the disease called deep vein thrombosis. It was like this, so big.
Your leg
and
was
it
big.
Changed the color to become black. I've been taking treatment, but it was going, I felt better on and off. And since December last year, the other one that I was using, you know, I felt three times and I couldn't walk. You know, yesterday I was here and I went back at my place where I stayed this weekend. I'm with my pastor, my prophet, and his wife. And my prophet this morning was looking at me, and he said, Mama, it looks like you are still, you know, limping. And, you know, I said, oh, prophet, you know, my knee. Now, today, pastor, as I was sitting there, something happened. I felt something in my, you know, these two legs. There was a movement.
Wow.
This one started like it was, you know, I felt a stroke, and this other one there started to be shaking. I felt shaking, and I knew that Jesus has arrived in my life. Look here.
Thrombosis, it is a serious thing. Jesus, I thank you for your healing power. Jesus, give Jesus a mind. The kind of miracles that are taking place is of a senior type of miracle.
Evangelist, for 3 years, this lady has had pain in the soles of the feet.
Is it true? What is it called?
I don't know what they call it, but it was very painful.
Doctor, what is this called? Pain in the soles.
Plantar fasciitis.
Pardon?
Plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yes. Plantar fasciitis.
This is a medical doctor. I brought him specially to explain miracle.
And she couldn't walk well.
You couldn't walk well?
I couldn't. If I get off the bed, I was walking very... It was very painful to walk.
How are you walking? Show us how you were walking before.
Like an old lady when I walk.
Like an old
lady?
Get
off the bed. Yeah.
Now walk like a young lady. Let's see. What did you say?
Plantar fasciitis.
What is that?
It's it's an inflammation of a sheet that is in the sole of the foot.
Under the feet.
Yes. We even have them in our hands, in our palms.
Like in the feet.
In the feet. The sheet called fascia. The fascia. They are deep and superficial fasciae. And when they are inflamed, we say it's a fasciitis.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Clinic told me
tribulation.
Thanks, Jesus. God bless you. Always wear new shoes. Hey. Wear new shoes. Always. Yes, always wear new shoes.
Evangelist, this lady had arthritis of both knees.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
Stiffness. She could not move her knee. But tonight, she was healed. She can kick. She can move without pain. In fact, she was healed last night.
Last night.
She hasn't needed her medication today.
Wow.
Evangelist, a beautiful miracle here. Mama's hand was stuck to her side. Couldn't move the hand.
She was also
blind.
She couldn't. She could do what?
The hand was this way.
Show us how your hand. Can you God, it was refusing to stretch. It will never go to the back like that. It would never do all this. Bona. Yo. The knees. She had problem with the knees. She was moving sideways.
And she was also blind.
Her eyes
could also not see.
Could you not see? Unso
sabone
me. I now can see you. What do I look like? Unse jamunno wa mudimo. He's light. Ufe.
Umuswe.
Umusweu.
Yes, sir.
Is what?
It's light in complexion.
Umusweu.
Somebody shout Sweu. Somebody shout Sweu. Somebody shout Sweu. Somebody shout Jesus.
Wow. These are fantastic miracles. Strength in the name of Jesus.
Chest pain.
Let them come. Everybody stand up. Let me pray for you. You have been very good in Mafikeng. A good spirit is in Mafikeng. I said a good spirit is in Mafikeng. Lift your hand, let me pray for you. Father, let a good spirit, a healing spirit, a powerful spirit, a powerful angel be sent into the city of Mafikeng and the surrounding villages. Transform this area. Transform the jobs. Prosperity. Deliverance from evil.
Yes,
let there be no more murder.
Yes.
No more drugs. Let it be the safest city in South Africa. In the name of Jesus, let the young men of this city serve the living God. Let the young ladies of this city be holy and serve the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Let your peace be in Mafikeng. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody shouted amen. Now listen. If you are here, God has called you. I want to give a special scholarship to go to Bible school. When we close on the right hand side, I'm going to meet you, doctor, on the left side. On this side, we're going to meet you there. If you are here, I want to give a special, because of young men, God has called you to be in the ministry. Come to the side over there. We'll talk with you for 2 minutes.
Special scholarship.
That is a blessing. Thanks, Jesus.
She was preaching and do it.
She was what? Grinding her teeth.
Yes. Ever since last night you declared miracle healing, I was healed. Then To ease the pain, I used to eat the chewing gums, 20 to 30 chewing gums a day. But
20 to 30 chewing gums
a day, but the pain, the grind will not stop. My pastor here from Botswana, Apostle Sosin, can testify it. Apostle Sosin was here. My family there from Botswana can testify it. After, even ever since yesterday, the grinding stopped. After you declared miracle,
wow.
Even at night, I was like,
hey, 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 hey.
Satan, your power is broken in Jesus. Jesus. Strength.
Receive your healing.
Strength.
Of life, the narrow street.
Thanks, Lord.
Just a carpenter,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
For you, the Father's high.
Jesus.